All right, hello, you wonderful degenerates, and welcome to episode 7 of season 4 of Monster Mates.
Yes, hello, welcome, you degenerates.
Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 90.
34.
34 is a number you haven't chosen yet.
Cool.
34 is Behemoth Girls.
Behemoth Girls.
So this is technically a Monster Hunter girl because of the event they did with, Final Fantasy those years back.
Oh my god. Pull up an actual picture of a behemoth from Final Fantasy, please.
Behemoth.
Can't believe you're pulling this.
Fantasy.
Can we put Final Fantasy?
Hey, look,
here?
Don't blame me. Blame Muhut. So this is what the behemoth actually looks like.
Okay.
And this is what the Monster Girl love variants looks like.
I see.
So let me, since this is specifically the Monster Hunter version, we're doing Monster Hunter.
I think the behemoth looks almost the exact same.
Pretty much, but either way, before we get into it, what would you give your initial rating?
My initial rating is like a 5.
All right.
And it's because I am... The behemoth fight is annoying as hell.
Yes.
Two, I feel like the behemoth girl it will just be an asshole.
Oh, goodness.
She will not be pleasant to be around.
Fair enough. I'm going to give this initially a 7. I'll be real. This is a 7 for me right off the bat from appearance alone. But let's get into the actual thing. A powerful beast from another world. Its large horns and muscular frame defy nature. Unique strategies are required to battle it.
Okay, now pull up the Final Fantasy one.
Okay, like again.
Pull up the Final Fantasy one, because I want to see what the actual Final Fantasy one has to say about this.
Oh, the actual wiki.
For Final Fantasy.
All right, so from the Dissidia description... Ferocious beast with regal, fluttering manes and roars violent enough to shake the earth itself. After rending foes with large, long claws and horns, they usually use their sharp teeth to deal the killing blow. Also known to use high-level magic, behemoths are enemies of the top rank. But yes. But since this is, we're technically doing the Monster Hunter variation, let's see the size variants we can get from this. Centimeters to 2 feet. Hold on. So the smallest version is 3,423 centimeters.
Great.
AKA 11 foot 2.
My god.
And actually, no, it doesn't have any frame. It's just 11 foot 2. It does not get any bigger. It does not get any smaller.
There is no variation.
There is no variation in sizes. It just is. Oh my goodness.
Its weakness is dragon.
Yes. So. Its weakness is dragon, so get out your bad dragons, ladies and gentlemen. Because that is the only thing that is going to save you from this. It is resistant to thunder and fire, so no pocket tasers and no fire play today. It can cause bleeding, fire blight, and thunder blight.
Okay.
So I hope you like running out of stamina really quickly and getting paralyzed.
So notes, monster can be mounted but is immune to traps, and if it lands on you, it will deal heavy damage.
Oh my goodness.
Christ almighty. On the podcast, as everyone knows, I have talked how I like my big ladies.
Indeed.
I like my tall girls.
Mm-hmm.
This is the giant that will use her tallness against you. She's not only tall, but she's thick, and she will smash you. She's Snoo Snoo.
Funny enough, her weak points are her head and her tail, funny enough. That is hilarious.
So I guess if you punch her, she'd be like, eh.
You just gotta, be able to reach it first.
Yeah, you gotta be able to reach her. I just imagine the shortest guy just swinging. Yeah. She's literally like,
my goodness sakes.
No, I...
Pretty much ailment weaknesses, which, I mean, I don't think we've made anything creative for ailments specifically, but they're all basically the same either way. But goodness sakes, because when we played Monster Hunter World, we tried to fight the behemoth twice. We tried...
I tried more than twice.
Oh, you tried more than twice.
Let me tell you.
I only did it twice with the Rust the Gang.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I tried it with other people to see if it was possible with other people.
Yeah.
You would always have one guy who knew exactly what to do, but he could never do it alone because this is a four man.
Yeah, no.
You are not conquering this girl alone. You need friends. Oh. And even then, she will come out on top, leaving you all like ragdolls.
You know how the phrase "run a train on her" usually, you know how that whole thing goes.
Yeah.
No, she
is the train.
She is the train. You are not running the train. She is the train.
Fuck.
goodness.
I can't. Okay, so pocket taser won't work.
Yeah.
And no, just she's everything.
The bad dragon is the only weakness.
Now, in Final Fantasy, I am unaware of what she is capable of doing. All I know is she's in every game because she is a summon.
Yeah, she is not only a summon, but is a secret boss, usually, as well. And they are, for the most part, considered one of the... either the toughest boss or one of the toughest bosses in every Final Fantasy game that the Behemoth is in.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is, out of all the Monster Hunter girls, all the monster girls, she's probably, like, in the top three most difficult.
Yes, she would be in the top three most difficult and potentially most powerful.
But if you succeed, oh my god.
But if
you have a story.
If you succeed, you will be basically world renowned.
You will be a god.
Oh.
Because how she actually looks is terrifying.
Indeed.
Her drawn version is also kind of terrifying.
Oh,
because
man.
She clearly does not like anybody. Mm-hmm. What is the thing where the girl doesn't like anyone? She just hates everything and everyone.
I don't know if there's a specific dare for that. I'll be real.
It's not even a goth chick. It's just, I hate everything. Everything will die.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And I don't know if I'm down for that. I don't know if, it's one of those stories, right? Like, can you conquer it? Maybe.
Potentially.
But you'll die doing it.
Maybe, more than likely.
You'll die trying.
You will run out of nuts for eternity if you fail to conquer the behemoth.
She will forever drain you.
Oh, no. So usually I'm all one for adventure and stuff, and, you know, for rolling the dice, taking the risk, what have you.
If you can't find the hole and it looks weird, you'll be like, I'll find something.
Yeah, pretty much. But in the case of the behemoth, I think I've met my match. I legit think I don't think I would be able to beat this.
She's terrifying.
Yeah, even if I somehow led an elite squadron of other degenerates on a quest for the behemoth, it will probably be less than a coin toss chance of us succeeding in that. And that is, oh my goodness.
The fact that traps don't work, bombs don't work.
Yes.
Nothing you do works, and all it takes is literally having the perfect team with the perfect abilities to go against this.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
Now, I feel like hopefully in Final Fantasy you can actually do status ailments on her. Because in Monster Hunter and the frame of reference that we are doing, you cannot do status ailments on this fucker at all.
I mean,
she is impervious.
All the status ailments are 2-star, so they can work, but...
But, like, you can't, like, paralysis her.
No.
You can't dragon blight her. It's just, she is just a menace.
Let's see. Poison, sleep, paralysis, blast, and stun. They're all 2-stars, though, is the thing.
Yeah, so she's she might have a lot of HP and is super strong.
I mean, yeah. Pretty much.
I think that's what it is. I think she's just a god.
She is just psychotic. And it will be the most interesting of challenges.
Do you think she would snap your dick?
I think if you did not entertain her enough, yes.
Just she's riding you, she gets bored and just clenches and twists her hips and snaps your dick.
I legit think that might be the case with her.
This is terrifying. I am not a fan.
Oh my goodness sakes.
I can appreciate her.
Uh-huh.
And I can appreciate this exists.
Uh-huh.
But it's not for me. This is a mountain I am not willing to climb.
Oh, that's a first.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I'll climb most mountains, if not, like, all but one.
Yeah? Goodness sakes. Oh my goodness. Is there anything else we can really say on this?
Not really.
Okay, fair. Are we ready to give our final ratings?
How long have we been going for?
Let's see. About that long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so my final rating is like a 2.
Oh my goodness.
I can appreciate her body. Uh-huh. I can appreciate what it takes to do it.
Uh-huh.
And if you do it, you're a god.
Yeah.
But me personally, I cannot do it and I refuse to do it.
I think I will raise you by 1 point. I'm going to go with a 3 on this.
Okay, why?
Because, I feel like if I mesh well with like the perfect team of degenerates and we got a like Mission Impossible or Ocean's 11 style plan ready for this, I think it would be possible on a good day.
What about a bad day?
A bad day, no. On a bad day, we would have the plan set out and then like, let's leave this for later. When that good day does happen.
All right, tomorrow, okay. And then tomorrow never happens.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. What would you rate
a behemoth girl? First and foremost, what would you rate a behemoth girl? And how many people would you bring to take on the behemoth girl?
You might need to bring more than 4.
You probably will be. But either way, thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, consider subscribing. And if you want details on the show or updates, feel free to follow us over on Twitter or follow me individually as well. The links to those will be in the description. And be sure to check out the amazing artist who did the art for this thumbnail.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one.